What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther, and today is another gorgeous day. It is hot as shit out of here, but we're out here doing what we got to do, making it happen. I want to start by thanking everybody who has joined the show, who has listened to the show, who has been here through this journey, and those of you who have come on here, shared your message, impacted our community. And today we are going to jump in to business related items today, because we all in this community want to be or are a bunch of hustlers. We're out here on our daily grind, trying to get it done, working to be the best version of ourselves possible. And our business side is super important to that success. And I want to start this by saying, by referencing a post I saw earlier today and how true it was, how when people get jobs or get promotions at their jobs, they are celebrated to the roof, like through the roof even. But when people start a business or they're working on their business, they don't get the attention that the people with the jobs do. And it's such an ass backwards concept. Like, this person had the guts and the belief in themselves to do something bigger and better. But as a society, we've been conditioned that we need to go to school, get an education, get a job, work for 20 or 30 years, retire, and then go live in Florida or whatever at that point. Like, we don't promote the idea of working for ourselves. We don't promote that idea of building a business. And it sucks. It freaking sucks. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about the social media game and how you can use that to grow your audience, to grow your brand, to grow what you're doing in your life so that you can get more attention, get more attraction, and inevitably grow your business. So first and foremost, social media is one of the greatest tools that we have available to us in our arsenal. Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, it doesn't matter. All the social media, they're free tools that get you around millions of people. And you can genuinely build an audience around that. But there is some things that are required to do so. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to use social media to your benefit to grow a business, to grow a brand, to grow your name, to grow the impact that you can make on the world, sharing your journey, sharing your story and all the shit that you've been through, and in turn, sharing the wins that go along with it. So the first thing, first and foremost, is you need to know your audience. You need to know who you're talking to. You need to have that dialed in. We've talked about it before, the ideal customer, the perfect client, etc. You have to have that dialed in, because everything's going to be based on knowing who you are talking to. From there, there are three things that you need to use to engage your audience, right? There are three factors to posting on social media. It's educate, entertain, and engage. Those are the three things. So first, educate. You can educate your ideal clients, your ideal customers on tips, tricks, life hacks, your products, your something in your realm, right? So if you're insurance, you could start talking about money-saving ideas. You could talk about getting lower interest rates on loans and whatnot. If you're a car salesperson, You can talk about what's going on in the industry. You can educate your ideal client using your social media message. Second, entertain. Entertaining content always wins. And I'm going to give you this hands down because I just went through that this morning. I posted something last night, probably around 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and it said, Texas is so hot right now, I can't even take a cold shower. Now, guys, I really enjoy my cold showers. Don't get me wrong, but when you go to the shower and you turn the water to cold and it's tepid at best, it's not the same. So, that being said, I posted that at 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up this morning and had about a dozen comments on it and about 40 reactions, right? Likes, hearts, whatever. It has a lot of engagement. But there's times where we post deep, heartfelt stuff, and it doesn't get the same distribution as the stupid little stuff that we post. So entertain, whether it's funny memes, short little blips, life stories about your kids, you know, kids say the darndest things type moments. Entertaining. That's the second one. Then engaging content. So this is going to be content where you're kind of like asking people to participate, right? You're asking them, hey, what do you think? This or this? Or what are your plans for the holiday weekend? Or anything that's going to drive your audience to engage with your content. That is what you're looking for on the engage side. That's going to cover your three E's, your engage, entertain, educate, entertain, engage. Wow. Next thing is consistency in your posting. Whether it's once a day, twice a day, multiple platforms, that part is up to you. I find key engagement rates is when I'm posting about twice a day. It really gets the algorithm going to what I'm doing. And when we're talking about your consistency in your posting, find your platform. Find the audience that's going to work for you. For some people, it's Facebook. They're looking for that intrinsic, older maybe crowd that, you know, that's where they live. They live on Facebook. You got all the younger adults and teeny boppers and whatnot, they're on Instagram. So if you got products and whatnot marketed towards them, that's where you're going to go to find them. TikTok, same thing. It's the younger generation for 90% of the audience. So you have that. Then you have LinkedIn. LinkedIn is all about professionals. Some people say it's just a recruiter's hangout. I think differently. I know a lot of people that use LinkedIn religiously to grow their business, but it all depends on where your demographic sits in your scope. I wouldn't be, if I wanted to sell life insurance to the 50 to 70 crowd, I wouldn't be on Instagram making posts there because that's not where my audience is. Could some of them be on TikTok? Sure. So I can make some educational posts teaching them how to use life insurance to benefit them. Right? There's a common saying that goes around life insurance that it's called life insurance, not death insurance. You're supposed to use it in your life, and you can. But that's a whole nother discussion, another topic, another time. That being said, consistency in how you're posting and what you're posting. And don't share the same post 10 different times. Don't post it all at the same time, right? So if you're going to go multi-platform, cross-platform groups, whatever it may be, don't take a post and then copy-paste it to every other platform out there. Just a key indicator because people will find that annoying and people will eventually stop engaging with it. So that is what we have today. I think we're about 10 minutes into this call. So I want to thank everybody who has been here for the show, who has joined the show. Thank you guys. Please, if you found value in this, share it with a friend, family, whoever you think may need to hear this message today to help them grow their business to the next level. And we're going to start talking a little bit more on the business stuff too as we grow along here. But remember, guys, we have a choice in how we choose to live our day. I hope you choose to make the day awesome.